Research. The Kenya Agricultural Livestock and Research Organization, KALRO, has been developing high-yielding and disease-resistant potato varieties as well as introducing innovative farming techniques including post-harvest technologies. The contribution of KALRO to the potato sector has thus been driving tangible impacts on the ground and according to Moses Nyongeza, principal research scientist and director of the KALRO Potato Research Center in Tigany, Limuru, the goal is to constantly push the boundaries of innovation and deliver solutions that address the evolving need of the potato farmers and the agricultural sector as a whole. Speaking during the Mkalima Open Week exhibition at Tigany, the director said they are committed to empowering farmers and enriching lives through knowledge and innovation. Potato farmers have benefited from KALRO interventions and support. We have been working hand in hand with farmers as we introduce them to the technologies behind potato farming and thus creating pathways for their prosperity, he said. The specialization of potatoes within the broader agricultural landscape is key because potatoes are a vital crop that can address the food security and economic development of Kenya. He explained that multifaceted challenges that have been facing potato farmers in the country ranging from pest and disease, to access to quality seed and also market opportunities have seen them partnering with other stakeholders across the agricultural value chain to come out with cutting-edge research. Our research focuses on enhancing productivity, quality and resilience to benefit farmers and consumers alike. By promoting sustainable farming practices and providing farmers with the tools and knowledge they need to succeed, we are empowering them to overcome obstacles and thrive, he affirmed. The center is known for its demand-oriented research tradition in solving production and post-harvest problems encountered by farmers and uses research approaches such as tissue culture to support seed potato multiplication and development of quality varieties for the food processing industry in collaboration with traditional research partners. Most farmers and residents who visited the various exhibition booths were inspired by KALRO's innovative spirit and commitment to agricultural excellence. Philip Njogu, a potato farmer from Tigany, told KNA that he was inspired by the various varieties that KALRO has come up with on potatoes, saying most farmers in his area have been recycling potato seeds and end up getting minimal produce or none at all. I will try some of the varieties that have been recommended by the experts here. I used to plant only one variety season in, season out. Today I have learnt about the Shangi, Dutch Robijn, Nyayo and Marquise and how I can be able to plant each of them following the instruction given, he added. KALRO Mkalima Open Week Expo has been going on for almost a month in various KALRO research institutions in the country with Kenyans and farmers in particular visiting the research centers near them to get information and learn about the new technologies that have come up on different crops. The KALRO Tigany mandate includes the coordination of potato research throughout the country and the implementation of research programs. It has also been developing high-yielding potato varieties that have good processing qualities.